News Talk 1360 WCHL and A Southern Season presents Side Dish, hosted by A Southern Season's Deborah Miller and Jay White. Tune in as Deborah and Jay provide you with 30 minutes of tasty talk with culinary aficionados, wine connoisseurs, and more. Side Dish is brought to you by A Southern Season, Chapel Hill's Gourmet Emporium. Visit A Southern Season in Chapel Hill at University Mall or shop online at southernseason.com. Now, let's get to the tasty talk. Here are the hosts of Side Dish, Jay White and Deborah Miller.
Welcome to another edition of Side Dish. I'm Jay White. I'm here with my co-host, Deborah Miller, and we have a special guest today, all the way from Durham.
You know, all our guests are special. You may be the specialist today.
Awesome.
Nice. We are around the table with Amy Turnquist from Watts Grocery over in Durham. And golly, it has been forever since you've been here with us.
I know. I noticed that when I wasn't able to get here.
It's been what you said. You think it's been 3 years, and Jay and I were surprised that we've been on the air that long. But that's how long you've been at Watts, and so we've got a lot of catching up to do. What is new?
Well, there's tons of stuff new. We have a new menu, which we just started last week. Lots of great stuff: lamb meatloaf. It's just fabulous. Short rib appetizer, which is really yummy, spicy.
Nice.
We're using more and more Anson Mills, kind of hominy, polenta, which we really like.
Okay, Anson Mills, for those who don't know, is South Carolina, right?
It is South Carolina.
What makes them so special? Because there's a lot of chefs that say the same thing you do, that they prefer Anson Mills.
Well, they're heirloom, they're old school, they're protecting corn and all sorts of great grains. They're milling them well. And especially with hominy, for example, that's a pretty vivid kind of example. The hominy from them is dried. It's not in a jar or can, and so you're curing it yourself. So it has a bit more texture, which is I prefer.
Again, this, I don't want to assume that our audience knows a terrible lot about food. We hope they do. But hominy is corn. Yes.
And big sort of kernels,
swollen
mm-hmm. kernels, and they're cured. And the ones in the can have a kind of, an almost spongy-like quality. And the ones from Anson Mills, we're controlling how spongy or soft we want our hominy. And generally, we want it to have a kind of soft yet not soft quality.
Sort of an
al dente.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And we really love their products. They're great.
Well, it's a beautiful menu. And, I mean, I love looking down and seeing a whole column called Warm Things. And that's where one of the short ribs is. And braised rabbit pot pie. Wow.
It's really, our chef de cuisine, Sonny Gerhardt, he's the brain behind these new menus. And he's just done a wonderful job kind of pairing things and making the restaurant more fun than it was before, more creative than it was before. I mean, you always, as a restaurant, you're sort of getting better or you're getting worse. There's sort of no in between. So you're sort of must always be getting better. And I guess my job is to make sure that either I'm getting better or I'm hiring somebody better to make me better.
So you're running
that, that was what you did with Sonny. What a little bit about his background.
So he came to us sort of circuitously from Poole's Diner and Vin in Raleigh, where he'd been for a long time. And he's very good friends with one of our line cooks. And so that's sort of how that works, cool. One of our line cooks said, "Hey, I have this bud who's looking. I see we're looking." And we brought him on, and he's great.
So did you always do seasonal menus, quarterly?
We've always done quarterly menus.
And so when he walked in, you said, "This is your first assignment, go for it."
Well, so he came in August. And so, good soul that he is, he's sort of, I don't know, retiring and shy. So he sort of came in slowly. We've done two menus since he's been here, we were finishing one and started another. So this is his first sort of real reign of menus. So it's great, and I'm totally impressed. I actually, I'm on one of those, I'm sure you guys are too, where you get on Food and Wine, they send you the email, what hot new chefs in your area are you going to nominate this year? And I never nominate anyone. I never know anyone that I think is so creative and so exciting that's going to be one of 10 in the country. And this year I actually sent Sonny's name in. I mean, I'd never do that, but you know, we'll
that's
see.
Great.
Yeah, so it's pretty exciting to be around him, actually.
Well, that's really... Well, good luck with it. It's perfect. The weather's perfect for, you know, the rabbit and the stews and the tasso meat, the seafood stew, all those wonderful comfort foods for the winter. So let's hope it have a good success with it. And did you want to mention the whole Durham thing on the New York Times? Or?
Well, I think we have to.
It's pretty exciting, actually. I'm sure, you know, since the article that we were in April on Durham mentioned Carrboro, I feel sure they... People in New York think Durham means Raleigh-Durham Chapel Hill,
yeah.
Right? You know what I mean? It's not just Durham. It's the greater Durham-Raleigh triangle area.
I don't see as much about Raleigh as I do about Chapel Hill and Durham.
Right.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. I mean, we're, what, number? We were 35. Right before Kosovo. I mean, you're reading this. If you haven't seen this article in the New York Times, it's called "The 41 Places You Have to Visit in 2011," and it's like Santiago, Chile, and you're going reading this huge list of international places, and then you get to Durham, North Carolina.
It's pretty great.
They mention you and Ruclair.
They didn't mention us, but they mentioned Scratch, which is fabulous. Ruclair, Parker and Otis, all fabulous places downtown, and Counterculture, all fabulous.
Yeah.
Places downtown.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing to keep finding ourselves in the national media like that.
It's great, and I you know, it's wonderful for business, especially in the summer when there's the American Dance Festival and there's DPAC and all sorts of stuff. All these kinds of things are just wonderful for business.
How close are you to DPAC?
Not that big a town. We're probably 6 minutes away, seven minutes.
When they have an event, do you notice a bump in business?
Absolutely. Without fail.
Durham confuses me. I mean, I used to go, growing up here, we used to go to Durham. That's where we went shopping for our clothes.
On Main Street.
Yeah, and now...
To Baldwin's. Yes, me too.
Exactly. the annual trip to Baldwin's and the Sears.
Yes, exactly.
But I get kind of turned around going over there now and sort of like where... If I have to kind of look down on over an overview of it to... But digress. Tell me about these Farmer Cheese Hush Puppies with basil mayo. Oh, my God.
They're really great. And, you know, we've done them since the beginning, and we probably do them, I don't know, till I'm crotchety and old. And they're with Chapel Hill Creamery Farmer's Cheese. The cornmeal comes from Buffalo Milling in Henderson. And the flour that we put in there is from another company, Sanford Milling, which is in Henderson also. And eggs are local. Totally fabulous.
So we're going to have to go to break. Before we go, give us address, website.
www.wattsgrocery.com. Address is 1116 Broad Street. Open in varying times every day but Monday.
Except for one special day coming up, we're going to talk about in our next segment. You're listening to Side Dish on WCHL 1360. Don't go away.
We now return to Side Dish, brought to you by A Southern Season, Chapel Hill's Gourmet Emporium. Download this and all episodes of Side Dish from WCHL's website, WCHL1360.com.
Welcome back to Side Dish. I'm Deborah Miller, here with my co-host Jay White, and we have around our table with us today Amy Turnquist from Watts Grocery, and Jay and I are sitting here totally drooling over the menus that you have brought.
I haven't been able to get past the lunch menu. The sandwiches alone are worth a trip, but there's a couple proper names on here that I just wanted some clarification. There's Lilibet's Toasted Pimento Cheese Sandwich with Roasted Sweet Potato Salad. Add bacon.
Well, of course.
So who's Lilibet?
Lilibet is my mother, who was always called Lilibet. I think my grandmother gave her the name because I think it was Queen Elizabeth's nickname when she was small. And she's, you know, my mother's 70, almost 78, 78 tomorrow. And so she grew up as Lilibet. And she came to Duke in 1950, and she became Elizabeth.
Oh.
But everyone in our family still calls her Lilibet.
Even you?
No, I call her Mom. No, but I know who Lilibet is, which is helpful, because people call the restaurant all the time and go, well, is Lilibet there? Is Lilibet going to be there? And they're like, who on earth is that? And now they know. It's my mother.
Does she hang out?
She comes to the restaurant a bunch.
I remember that from last time, that she was a real part of what you were doing.
She is. She's my best friend. She's fabulous. She works in our catering business during the day and has been known to eat at Watts in the evening.
Oh,
with
nice.
My uncle, who lives in town as well.
The other, there's right below Lilybet, is Zook's house-smoked pastrami, Reuben.
Yes, Glenn Lazook has worked for us for years, but made his name working at Magnolia Grill for Ben Barker. And he does all our smoked meats, andouille, tasso, pastrami, and is known in town, especially just in Durham, for his ability to smoke meat. He's great.
Does he do it on site?
I mean, yes.
So you have him all set up and you're...
We do. A few years ago, we bought a smoker, and so, yeah, we do.
Is
we
it
do
out it. Back? I mean, is it a...
No, it's a cabinet smoker. Yeah, we're not a wood smoking. If you've ever peeked into the kitchen at Watts, it is like Barbie's dream house, so the wood smoking would never happen.
And one other quick question. You have a market po' boy, and po' boys, to me, are always oyster, but I don't see it oyster... listed. So what exactly is that?
So the fish changes, and much of that is because we've been working with Walking Fish, the community supported fish in Durham. They're, I think it's walking/fish.org is their website, and they are working with fishermen in the Core Sound area, Beaufort, Moorhead area. And about 95% of our fish are now coming through Walking Fish. So they know the vendors, they know the fishermen. You know, the guy who delivers our fish is our clam guy. I don't know that you call them a clam digger so much, but clam farmer. So he has some wild beds and some seeded beds, and he also drives the truck. And I also think he might be related to me very hundreds of years ago, which is pretty funny. But
now that's probably a whole other story.
Indeed. It's such a North Carolina, like the state of North Carolina gets pretty darn small if you go back a ways. So.
Maybe we're all related.
Well, we could be.
So Walking Fish, though, you said is part of Nicholas School of
Environment? Well, the kids who started it, and I think I'm old enough now to call them kids, they're graduate students, but they started this, and they're all in the coastal management program. And many of the people, you sign up, it's like a community-supported agriculture, you know, that you get at the farmer's market. You sign up for a season, and you do a certain number of shares, and they provide you with fish, and there are sort of options, you know, filleted, not filleted, that kind of stuff. And you get a certain number of shares, and they have pickup once a week. Mind you, we get ours delivered.
Mm-hmm.
But it's great. It's really great. They go out on the boats. I know when I get grouper, I know that it's been hook and line caught by a certain gentleman who I have his picture, and I know that's what he fishes for, and I know that they're really taking care of the environment, and we're doing well for both the fish and North Carolina when we're doing it. So I particularly appreciate that.
So people can sign up by going through that website.
They
can.
They certainly can. I mean, they have. I know that they're doing a winter share, and they've just. I believe it's sold out for the winter, but they will have a spring share or a summer share. I don't know how they do it.
So you don't ever necessarily know what you're going to get.
I don't. I mean, I noticed.
Fun.
Yeah, that's the word we use. Fun. You know, sometimes you just don't know. We make orders for oysters that they shuck in house. So from Pamlico Sound, I can make orders for clams. But if the weather's bad, you know, he'll call me and go, well, you know, that's too windy. And it's over the Christmas, you know, it got so cold between Christmas and New Year's. The day after, like the 28th, we usually get orders on Tuesdays and Fridays or Thursdays. That also is a little flexible, which is really fun. But, you know, that's really fun. But they were afraid that the clams were frozen, so we didn't get any clams because the water was so cold and the air was so cold. He was afraid so he had to wait for the water to get warm. And it just happens, you know, that's what happens when you get fresh fish and fresh products. Sometimes it's just not there.
Well, going all the way back to our roots when we ate what was there.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And so sometimes we just don't know what the fish is going to be. And for example, like last weekend, we were really, really busy at the restaurant, and we had trigger as our market fish, and we had flounder. We have a flounder dish on the dinner menu. Well, we ran out of trigger, and so we had a flounder market fish and flounder. Because, you know, you just got to work with what you got.
Well, you do. And so you put those in that po' boy.
We do. We put we try to do oysters mostly because the oysters are grand and they're North Carolina and they're perfectly the perfect balance of salt and not salt and big and little. I am a small oyster person. And so mostly we do oyster, but we tend to veer into the flounder sometimes. And
well, we're coming up on break again, and we still haven't talked about that special menu, which we have to get to in the next segment.
And Restaurant Week,
and
which
Restaurant Week.
We want to talk about.
Let's, one more time, give us the pertinent information, hours of operation, days you're open, all that good stuff.
All right,
please.
Closed on Mondays, open lunch and dinner or brunch and dinner every other day of the week. Website, www.wattsgrocery.com.
And phone number, 416-5040. Is that right?
Absolutely.
That's pretty tiny writing.
Sorry about that. We have reading glasses at the restaurant for those who don't bring theirs. And address is 1116 Broad Street in Durham.
Well, we're going to come back in a second, and we're going to talk about a special Valentine menu, which is actually Valentine's Day this year is on a Monday. And you will be open just for that one day with this special menu. You're listening to Side Dish on WCHL 1360.
We now return to Side Dish, brought to you by A Southern Season, Chapel Hill's Gourmet Emporium. Download this and all episodes of Side Dish from WCHL's website, WCHL1360.com.
Welcome back to Side Dish. I'm Jay White. I'm here with my co-host, Deborah Miller, and we're having a wonderful chat this morning with Amy Turnquist from Watts Groceries in Durham. And we've been promising to get to the special menu that is coming up for Valentine's Day, so take it away, Amy. Tell us what's happening on Valentine's Day.
So we're opening specially on Valentine's to do a special menu, four courses, you know, $50 a head, $65 with wine pairings, special treats. We're not doing things from our regular menu. We're going to get some lamb from the guys in Virginia at Border Springs, which we've been getting our ground lamb from for our lamb meatloaf. We're going to use, we've been saving rabbit loins and rabbit tenders from the rabbit dish, and so we'll use some rabbit, and we're really looking forward to doing that with some sausage and hopefully something special from Glenn. We'll have some flounder always, because winter in North Carolina means flounder. Oysters Rockefeller, which we tried out at New Year's, kind of old school, but with a twist, we used our house bacon and collards
instead of spinach.
And it was great.
Yeah.
They were great. So we'll bring those back. We'll have some sort of snazzy desserts for two, obviously some chocolate. I may be able to convince people, our pastry people, to do the chocolate Sunday that we've been having on the menu and have it have a small reprieve back. We did a campfire Sunday all fall that had Mexican chocolate ice cream, homemade marshmallows, fudge sauce, and homemade graham crackers.
Oh my God.
Which was amazing. And totally a dessert for two. Mm-hmm. So there's a good chance that'll come back
fabulous.
As a nice share.
And you taking reservations?
We are taking reservations only. Call the restaurant.
Okay.
Very good. So if you don't know what you're doing on on Valentine's with your lover, there's one place that you couldn't miss. So
let's talk about Restaurant Week.
Yes, we are participating in Restaurant Week into January. Y'all are participating also.
We are. The Weather Vane is participating, yes.
And we're going to do lunch and dinner this time. We only did dinner last time, but we're going to do lunch and dinner. Three courses at lunch for $15. I think it's three courses at dinner, $30.
Well, so let's pretend I don't know a single thing about Restaurant Week.
Okay.
What is it?
So Restaurant Week is when a ton of great restaurants in the area open up. They're open anyway, but they do special menus, almost kind of introductory, sort of welcome to us. Come try us out, right. You know, new visitors, also a nice way for to reward your regulars for coming in all the time. Special menus, almost tasting menus a little bit. And we're participating. Y'all are participating. I think Vin Rouge, Foursquare in Durham.
The list is
very long.
Do you know their website off the top?
No, it's complex. Yeah. I always have to Google Triangle Restaurant Week to actually find it.
Right. If you're interested, folks, you need to try it out because there is a lot of participation by all the local restaurants, and it is a great way to try that restaurant that you've been always wanting to try, because like Amy said, gives you a chance to sample what they're normally doing without a huge investment. And $30 for dinner is a pretty good deal.
So it's a flat. It's a flat fee.
Yeah, not including tax and gratuity or beverages, but yes.
Is the same price for lunch as it is for dinner?
$15 for lunch and $30 for dinner.
Okay. I'm just leading y'all because I figure
it's good.
There's people out there who probably don't know what Restaurant Week is. We do because we live in this world. And that does not include tax and gratuity.
It does not
include any beverages.
Right.
So is it courses?
It is courses and options at each course. I think, you know, they ask that we do at least two options per course, and we've done two or three usually.
Oh, nice.
Because you want people to have some options.
Mm-hmm. So you already know what your options are?
I do. You know, oddly enough, I had them, but they're on the website of the Triangle Restaurant Week. I had them in my head and not yet in my hand when I got ready to leave here. So, yes and no.
Yes and no.
Yes, I have them. No, I don't know what they are. I've forgotten.
Well, so what are the dates again?
It's the last week in January, so it's like the 24th through the 30th or something.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so
that's pretty soon.
Right. It's coming right up. So it goes that, I mean, we're closed on that Monday, but it's the Tuesday through Sunday for us. And mind you, we are a local restaurant, so the small disclaimer is there may be a few changes towards the end. Sunday night is a little more creative of a menu than it is the rest of the week.
Well, especially when you do all your buying locally, you just don't necessarily know what might be available that week. So it's always good to have your options open, don't you think?
Exactly. Well, we kind of have to.
Well, so it sounds like that the restaurant's doing really well.
The restaurant is doing very well, thanks to all the people who come in.
But you're still running Sage and Swift.
I do. I mean, my husband really runs the kitchen at Sage and Swift. I mean, he's off right now because he's doing an art show at the end of February. He's the painter for all the paintings at Watts, all the local paintings and stuff, and so he has an art show. So he's on hiatus. But
how's
that
working for you?
It's been awesome. It's been truly awesome. As you might imagine, it's like he's cramming for an exam that's 6 weeks away, but he's cramming all the time. It's great. It's just great. Soon it will be over. He's pretty excited about it, which is awesome.
And where is that going to be local?
Sure. In Durham, right down the street from us, about half a block at Craven Allen Gallery.
Very good.
Well, I was trying to think if there was anything else that we wanted to make sure to mention before we let you get out of here, because I don't want it to be 3 years before you come back again.
I know. It's been so fun.
I know. Well, we bumped into you at the
Terra Vita
event.
Exactly.
It was, Jay, I felt like we had captured fish right there. I mean, everybody we want to talk to was in one place.
It was actually a great little event. I really enjoyed it, actually.
Wasn't that a great event?
It was fun. It was a perfect day, also.
We were blessed with the perfect day.
The perfect day.
I wonder if she's going to do that again.
I don't know, but it was fun.
It was gorgeous. You got to keep your wine glass.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I didn't keep my wine glass. I felt guilty since I didn't have to pay. So I was like, well, y'all keep my wine glass.
What were you serving that day?
We served a goat cheese custard.
That's right.
Right? Something that would pair with wine. Mm-hmm. Probably had butternut squash hash on top of it, something like that.
I think it did, because I think I remember that bit. That was one of my favorites. Of course, it was hard to say. Everything we tasted was so wonderful that day.
We kind of have an edge because we cater, so we sort of,
you know
tasting portions for
tasting
right
things,
for 300
right.
is not so not big a deal for us. Like you do, you guys have
the second
arm helps.
Yeah. Well, so will you come back to see us soon?
Oh, I would love to.
So we've been talking with Amy Turnquist from Watts Grocery. Before we go, one more time, the address and website.
Address 1116 Broad Street in Durham near Club Boulevard. Phone number 919-416-5040. And our website is www.wattsgrocery.com.
Very good. Thanks very much, Amy, for coming by.
Thank you for having me.
Catch us next week for another edition of Side Dish on WCHL 1360.
Thank you for listening to Side Dish, tasty talk with culinary aficionados, wine connoisseurs, and more. Side Dish is brought to you by A Southern Season, Chapel Hill's gourmet emporium. Visit A Southern Season in Chapel Hill at University Mall or shop online at southernseason.com. Download this and all episodes of Side Dish from WCHL's website, WCHL1360.com. Side Dish is an exclusive broadcast of News Talk 1360, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's News, Talk, and Tar Heel Station.